Everybody, we're here with Angus, and tell me a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Yeah, my name's Angus Logan, and I'm a technical product manager in the Windows Live team.
So you own Windows Live Connect.
Well, Windows Live Messenger Connect.
Windows Live Messenger Connect.
Yeah.
And so tell us a little bit about what that is.
Yeah, so Messenger Connect is a new set of APIs that allows app developers, be it Windows developers or website developers, to connect with the audience that uses Windows Live services. So that could be the 300 million people that use Windows Live Messenger, number one IM client in the world, the 370 million people that use Hotmail, or even the other services like SkyDrive.
So are you talking about bringing these people in on like a web front end? Are you talking about bringing them into your application or all the above?
Yeah, I mean, it really depends on what kind of app you have. Like, what we've seen a lot of is that no one wants to be alone in an app. So
yeah.
If I go to a website, maybe it's just a utility website for running, for example, I could easily just sign in using an account that I already have. I could see if my friends are there. I could maybe do some activity and share that back with my friends so they could discover what I've been doing across the web.
And what are the methods that you provide for developers to use this?
Yeah, really, it depends on what you want to do. I mean, Microsoft is really like a platform company, so lots of different choices. But what we see a lot of is either some websites want to embed all of the code at the client-side layer, so JavaScript, or other websites or apps want to use the RESTful endpoints. So they want to call from their client or from their server directly to our backend. So we've got these two different approaches of JavaScript or RESTful endpoints.
So geek out a little bit for me and tell me about how exactly does it work? Tell me about authentication and the things that developers need to know there.
Yeah, cool. So there's three different things that we really focus on here. The first is allowing a user to say to a website, hey, I'm Angus, and I want to sign in using my Windows Live ID. Mm-hmm. There's about 500 million people that use their Live IDs every month.
Yeah.
So that's a lot of people. So they could say, hey, I'm Angus, and this is my profile information, my first name, my last name, my email, etc. So to do that, what the website needs to do is we're using an emerging standard called OAuth Wrap, so Web Resource Access Protocol. It's kind of on its way to becoming OAuth 2, or it's halfway between OAuth 1 and OAuth 2. But what that does is the user can grant permission for this website to access their information, be it their profile information. So that's done with OAuth Wrap. And that is really the foundation of anything with Messenger Connect. The user must explicitly grant permission for the website to access their information. So we have this little pop-up screen. It says, hey, Angus, you're about to share these three pieces of information, and the website can choose what information gets shared. And then we hand back an access token so that website could either spin up the JavaScript APIs or make server-to-server calls. And I'm just using websites as an example. This could be for Windows apps as well.
Yeah.
So the user's granted permission. Now, let's say once that site gets permission, they can just call our RESTful endpoint for the profile information. So we have this endpoint, and you could say, give me the information back as just plain old XML, or give it back to me as JSON. So we've got all of these different formats that you can play with in terms of the RESTful endpoint. And then we've also got a JavaScript object model, which will give you really nice kind of methods and properties to be able to read that information. So that's on the identity side, like bring my identity to the website.
Yeah.
The next thing is, like, when I'm on a site, I want to do stuff, right? Like, I want to, I don't know, map a run, or I want to like a video or leave a comment. That activity that I've done there, I want to be able to share back with my friends. And lots of my friends are on Windows Live Messenger, or they use Hotmail. So what we've done is we've created an activity endpoint using an emerging standard called Activity Stria UMS. There's a dot there. You like the kind of creative
nice,
naming?
Yeah.
Basically, we have this endpoint, and you package up an Activity Streams payload, and you send it to our endpoint. We've got about 20 different templates, because it could be like, Larry liked this video, and we may want to embed the video, or commented on this photo. So we want that to appear really nicely in the user experience. So you could call our JavaScript endpoints or our RESTful endpoints with that activity. You're using the token that you were given before, and suddenly that gets shared into Windows Live. And so the places that will appear is in Windows Live Messenger, Windows Live Hotmail, on the homepage of Profile, lots of different places to show you where your friends are doing different things across the web.
And so with the new Messenger, it seems to be that it has a lot more rich information about what people are doing. Those things are incorporated if you use this API?
Yeah, so what we've done is with Windows Live Messenger and Hotmail, we've really made it the place where you can connect a lot of different things, like a lot of different websites that you spend time on. Mm-hmm. So the way I describe it is that it's the easiest way for you to quickly keep abreast of what your friends are doing across the web. Like, we've done some partnerships with Facebook. So when you first install Messenger, it says, hey, are you a Facebook user? Click here and we'll be able to show you what your Facebook friends are doing in Messenger. Or LinkedIn is coming online shortly. We've done a MySpace partnership. So these really big partnerships around, hey, some of your friends use these social networks. We want to just quickly show you what they've done across the web. And then for Messenger Connect, there's lots of different places I spend time. Like, I watch videos, I watch movies, I rate books. All of that information, I should be able to say, yeah, share that into Messenger so my friends can see it. Mm-hmm. So in terms of what we've done with Messenger, the old version of Messenger, the current one we have, was about that wide. The new version, we've added all of this extra space down the side here.
Yeah.
You can still keep it in collapsed mode, but in the social mode, all of that extra space is what have my friends done across the web. Mm-hmm. So you see Facebook there, you can comment, you could activities you push in through Messenger Connect will appear there as well. So that's a lot of surface area for your friends to see that information. Click back to the website. So that's the incentive of driving acquisition back for the websites.
Nice. And so where would a developer go to get started with this?
Yeah, so they would need to go to dev.live.com. That's our developer portal. We've actually recently started pushing everything into MSDN, but dev.live.com will give you an overview of all of the different capabilities we have, from identity, from social distribution, and also in-page IM. So that's the place. Right now we're running a limited beta. Mm-hmm. So you'll see all of the documentation. You'll see our interactive SDK. Actually, you should party on it.
All right.
isdk.dev.live.com.
All right.
You can play with it. You don't even need to be a coder.
Nice.
But you can play with this now and then just apply to get access. Me and a couple of my coworkers will go through those access forms and grant permission just so we can slowly ramp up the Messenger Connect program. But we're really looking forward to seeing this used across the web.
Awesome. Thanks for showing us this today.
Cool. Thanks.